USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Thursday's big announcement by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who altered the face of global politics when she was elected the world's youngest female head of state, holding back tears as she made her declaration to resign next month and said she has nothing left in the tank and it was time to step aside after a challenging 5.5 years in office. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax overnight, calls out the Biden White House for name-calling of extreme MAGA members to the House Oversight Committee.
Defending the American people from record-high inflation, defending the American people from a southern border where the cartels are running it, if President Biden thinks that's extreme, then you can tell it just illustrates how tone-deaf he is to what the American people endure under his leadership every single day.
Ukraine pleaded on Thursday for the West to finally send it heavy tanks as defense leaders of the United States and Germany headed for a showdown over the weapons that Kyiv says could decide the fate of the Russian invasion. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Germany today to meet with Germany's new defense minister hours after he was sworn into office. Your money for the government to use to operate continues to be a bipartisan quagmire in Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy argued yesterday he won't accept an increase in the $31.4 trillion debt limit without some conditions.
We're 6 months away. Why wouldn't we sit down now?
But the Biden administration says Republicans will play chicken to slash social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. The official deadline for federal funding ends tomorrow. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government will employ extraordinary measures until those run out sometime in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama. Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher level.
It's going to be just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters, a new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store? But then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Collier Gwynn, the art gallery owner who sprayed down a homeless person with a water hose earlier this month, was arrested Wednesday after San Francisco, California District Attorney Brooks Jenkins issued a battery arrest warrant. More than 10,000 police officers will be deployed in France on Thursday to ensure security during demonstrations against pension reforms. The pension reform project, which includes an increase to the retirement age from 62 to 64, will take place in 2030 if passed. Immediately triggered outrage from workers and unions when the government announced preparations last year. The reform is set to be presented on January 23rd to the Council of Ministers.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
The Grand Ole Opry in Tennessee is celebrating Dolly Parton's birthday. The singer-entrepreneur turned 77 today. A 77-hour celebration includes special Dolly Parton cupcakes and a giant birthday card for guests to sign. Opry officials say Parton cannot make the celebration in person because she's busy working on a feature film. A new record has been broken in the search for radio signals in deep space. Scientists using the giant radio telescope in India detected a radio signal emitted by hydrogen atoms. The hydrogen is believed to be 8.8 billion years old and is the furthest radio signal of this type detected by scientists here on Earth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.